Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody coming up, and also a betrayal. I'll give you Mondani in New York calling out Langone Hospital for ending, I believe, all gender-affirming care. And there's apparently tax consequences. We'll get to that issue. But we had in studio Alante McCauley, whose mic, again, was shut off in Philadelphia today. Now, he's not an elected official, but he is a challenge to the system as an African-American male, proudly with the red Trump hat on there in the middle of the mob of city council. Our guest, I believe he's an assemblyman in the 10th district, at least in that one exchange, Paul Kenitra. Was going back and forth with the chair of the committee and told you can't use the phrase illegal immigrant, among other things, and exposing how much are New Jersey taxpayers paying toward illegal immigrants vis-a-vis some of these nonprofits, I guess. I'll let him explain. He joins us here in Philadelphia. Assemblyman, welcome in and thank you very much for joining us.
What's going on, Dom?
Well, you are, I think. Tell me, didn't you get the memo? You guys that are Republicans, you, Dawn Fantasia, that other guy, Ingermont, the pronunciation escapes me.
Inganimort.
Inganimort. That chairman couldn't say, Mr. Ingano, oh, shut up, sit down, you're a Republican, right? You with the Kenitra, he drew it out. You guys are still in the fight. So what is it that they cut you off for? What was going on?
Look, we got a great crop of freshman legislators in New Jersey all fighting for this state. And what we found, the more that we speak up, the more the Democrats don't want to hear the answers that we're exposing, right? And that was in the Public Preparedness Committee as they were jamming through three different bills to protect illegal immigrants in New Jersey, to keep law enforcement from aiding ICE in any way, shape, or form, to prohibit any sharing of data or information, to let them know if law enforcement is tracking them using license plate readers, and even to take the masks off of ICE and making that illegal. And, you know, we're fed up with it. So you caught an exchange between me and Chairman Danielson of the committee. I had just asked a bunch of questions where one guy said that he doesn't believe that there should be any deportations. Another guy from a nonprofit admitted that he's getting funded by the state of New Jersey so that the lawyers that work for his nonprofit can help illegal immigrants fight their own damn deportations using taxpayer dollars. And they knew they were looking like a clown show up there. So they shut me off from talking, said I was off topic, said I couldn't ask any more questions of the witnesses. And this is actually the second time it happened. When they brought these bills up on the floor of the assembly at the end of last session a month ago, I brought up some posters with some of the fine, upstanding individuals that ICE had luckily managed to capture and the crimes they committed, and the Speaker of the General Assembly shut me down. So this is a long-going tactic of theirs, and we're just going to keep pressing no matter what. We got a rally planned for Monday right before the floor vote to say no to this.
So this rally's planned this coming Monday, right?
Yeah, yeah. What? Monday on the steps of the State House in Trenton. The vote's going to be at 1 p.m., so we're asking everybody to show up to the steps of the State House annex at 11 a.m., and we're going to try and speak loudly. There might be some snow flurries out there. It could be 30 degrees, but we don't care, man.
So, again, who was that voice that told you there's no such thing as an illegal alien or whatever? It's undocumented. That, yes, who was that?
That was another assemblywoman. It was her bill. She came to present it, and they're not used to members of the committee asking them questions, so she was pretty ticked off.
Well, is this a recent thing that you've been engaged in? Let me ask it this way, Paul. I'm emceeing to the Camden County Republicans. I'm honored to do that. It's through Rich Cioli and the chairman there. And I'm looking for the proper vibe of this. My sense is that you guys would be beaten down. Maybe not. Maybe there's still a lot of fight there.
I got to tell you, the ones that are left, those of us still sitting in the Alamo here, there's only 23 of us, and a lot of us still have a lot of fight left in us. Because as you well know, really, when any political party gets this much power like the Democrats have, the legislation gets more and more extreme, and they are simply out of touch with what the residents of New Jersey want. 70% want federal deportations, and they're out there protecting the 900,000 that are here illegally, costing us $7 billion a year. That's $1,600 in a tax burden for every single legal citizen in New Jersey. Guys just out there doing Uber driving, working as line cooks in a restaurant, commercial fishermen in my district that are killing themselves to pay their taxes. $1,600 of that is going to provide benefits for people who came here illegally, and it's a snub in the face of every legal immigrant who comes here, fills out the paperwork, pays the fees, spends the time, takes the citizenship test, and does it the right way. It's an affront to them.
Our buddy Matt Rooney, I'm sure you probably know of him, Paul, over at SaveJersey.com exposes that in Camden County, this mechanism is set up around SNAP where money to pay, and here's the key line, electric bills, which were the stuff of Mikey Sherrill, I'm going to stop that, middle class. Matt says, based upon this, it's wide open, and a goodly amount, significant amount, will go to people in Camden County that are here illegally, not the middle class, killing themselves to continue all this regulation and taxation.
Well, that's it. They're right. They create a problem. It's something they're famous for in Trenton, these Democrats. They create a problem, and then the solution for the problem costs even more money.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. And Matt's totally right, because they're picking these people at random. And obviously there's going to be some illegals in that pie. But we did a study where we went down to the border, and then we conducted research for months to get at the problem. And we only scratched the surface in terms of education, in terms of healthcare, the usage of emergency rooms as a primary physician, on and on and on and on. But there's so many other repercussions for everyone else out there. I mean, if we had 900,000 less illegal immigrants in this state, there would be four less Democrat assembly seats. There'd be two less Democrat congressional seats. Housing prices would absolutely plummet for the average Joe out there making, paying rent. It just is on and on and on what a travesty all of this is.
Paul, again, first time I've talked with you, I think. Let's talk the governor's race again, just trying to get your sense of this. What I'm sitting here quarterbacking our coverage. I'm seeing News Nation. I wrote it down that night and kept it, Paul. 8:43 declaring Mikey Sherrill is the winner. Now, even though I'm in a quasi-news bloviating thing as the quarterback of this, I'm not calling that signal. I called timeout. go to a break. I'm not reporting, and I don't care what News Nation says. Mikey Sherrill can't be elected governor at 8:43. That's crazy talk. I thought it'd be a 1 or 2 point, either one of them. I thought she might win, but I thought Jack would be within a point, point and a half, 2 points, certainly. Were you expecting that going in, or did you have a sense that she was going to win by what, close to 14 points?
Look, anyone who tells you that they expected that level of a loss, I think is pulling your leg, right? We all thought it was going to be razor thin. A lot of us, I mean, in the assembly, we thought we were picking up anywhere from 3 to 5 seats. We wound up losing 5 seats,
right?
Okay? But at the end of the day, we lost the messaging war, right? I think as Republicans, you know, it shouldn't be so polished. People hate politicians, right? So when we're putting forth, you know, really polished campaigns that are super nuanced, people don't want that. They want everything simplified so that they can understand what the hell's going on while they're trying to put food on the table and barely have time to pay attention, right? And we lost the messaging war. Think about the utility costs and utility rates, right? I mean, Democrats are solely responsible for that because they demonized natural gas. They shut down plants. They were against nuclear. And rates were through the roof. The average person was paying $70 to $100 more a month. They hid it from everybody. And if you look at the exit polling, nobody assigned blame to them. You know, it was like nothing. So, you know, we got to do a better job, you know, when the next governor's race comes up.
The other issue that did not resonate, and now it is, Paul, I've been on this for a while. I even stand almost on the top of my chair to look down on Medford and Medford Lakes. I'm doing it right now on YouTube, Paul, when I'm talking with you for a second, because they went wild right before the holidays around then. The day of reckoning was there. They were told, Medford, I believe, that they had to build in the neighborhood of 800 new homes overdevelop in order to cover the cost, I think, of 173 affordable subsidized. And those two towns, which could go either way, I guess, they voted for Mikey Sherrill. And I hate to say you deserve it then, but this overdevelopment thing, affordable housing, how big of an issue is it across the state? Here, it's on fire.
It's seismic, and it is important to every single community. I've got big towns, huge towns like Brick and Toms River, and I've got little towns like Point Pleasant Beach and Manasquan. And the reality of the situation is Democrats do not want any town to be quaint and rural and small and have the character that it does. They want to remake every single town into a metropolis with high rises. The reality is the progressive left believes that single family homes are racist. That's their new messaging. If you go out there and actually listen to what the hell they're talking about. So they want skyscrapers in every community. And they honestly, the irony in all of this is they are screwing over the people that actually need affordable housing. You look at Pennsylvania, they don't have a mandate like we do. And in the same period of time since we put our mandate in, Pennsylvania has created infinitely more affordable housing. If you really care about people who need affordable housing, you would put it where it makes sense, where there's infrastructure to support it. And look, if you think that a town should have some sort of a burden, let them or the developers make up that decision and pay a little bit to put it somewhere else where it might help more people. That's the reality of the situation. It's a total travesty, and it's remaking our state in a way where it's almost going to be impossible to ever put the toothpaste back in the tube soon.
I hear you, and it is shocking, but that's exactly what they want. Well, Paul, I'm glad this exchange happened. That's how we discovered you, and we certainly want to keep you in with the loop. So this rally is Monday at 11 o'clock there on the steps of the Capitol.
Yep. We think we're going to have at least 100 people out there. We're hoping to get more. You know, it's going to be in solidarity there with your fellow conservatives. I got to look out the window of the state capitol all the time, and all I ever see are a lot of these nonprofits that are getting paid, bringing people out there and screaming about how they all need to be protected. We're going to give them an opposing voice for once, and we're going to let them know how the state really feels.
Absolutely. Where do we follow you on Twitter, Paul?
Sure. On X, I am Vote Knitra. I'm also on Facebook as Assemblyman Paul Knitra. I'm on TikTok and I'm on Instagram as well. And we are the second most followed Republican elected official in the state. So we're doing something right.
It's Kenitra, not the Kenitra. That's what I was getting from the chairman who went nuts.
Half my family says Kenitra, half says Kenitra, so I never correct anybody. As long as you're calling me, it's fine, Dom, and I want to keep in touch with you.
We will, Paul. Let Henry know, and we'll be in touch. Good luck on Monday.
Thanks for fighting, man. Appreciate it.
All right. There's another guy in the forefront with Don Fantasia and the Igor Montt guy. We have some fighters there.
Struggle with that name.
Yeah, but he did say Kenitra, the chairman. I don't see the neither. I see the nip more than the knee. All right. Coming up, I want to tell you about the mayor of New York now, what's happening with this major hospital. It's Dr. Mark Siegel's hospital, who yesterday, apparently, this really reverberated, became the latest to say, no more of this so-called gender-affirming care. By the way, thanks to all the response of Gerald Posner on yes, the guy is unbelievable, and he laid it out. What's happening with this? They're on the wrong side of history. You hear that, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia? Really, it's just maddening that they're still continuing to do this. But I'll lay out Mondani here in a second. But first, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody!
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we are playing for a pair of tickets to Bucks County Paracon, the third annual paranormal conference. February 28th at Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets.
Yeah, Dom. So, side question I asked from those all-time betrayals or traitors. Creedence Clearwater Revival had a bit of a betrayal within their band as John Fogerty's dominance led to some deep resentment and some legal battles, breakdown of trust between the band. They just couldn't stand it. His star burned a little too much brighter than the rest. So I'm going to play you CCR's Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Except, of course, it's going to be a cover version covered by another band that also went through some internal conflict. Yeah, the betrayal with in this cover band here has to do with one band member falling in love with a woman. Then, of course, you know, they break up, as couples do. Then his bandmate decides, you know what, I think I'm going to slide in here. I think I'm going to go out with this woman. And not only goes out with her, but then marries her.
Yoko Ono, watch. Yoko Ono, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so you want to talk about betrayals. Safe to say the band members didn't exactly get along after that. So I'm going to play you that band here today. I want to know the name of that band with an all-time betrayal within. Let's take a listen. Have you ever seen the rain, Dom? Want to know this cover band?
All right, hit us with the cover band, and you are going off with a pair of tickets to the Bucks County Paracon, the third annual paranormal conference, February 28th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets, 855-839-1210.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Refreshing! Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear a little of the clue. Who is covering this classic?
Marrying your bandmate's ex-girlfriend is not cool, Dom.
Before we get to that, that's a nice little segue there. So this guy that's what? The union rep is involved with. Which one is it in the family?
Tony Clark. He had an affair with, what was it, his wife's sister?
His wife's sister. That's a pretty easy layup to me. I think it's being posed as your brother's wife or your wife's sister.
Yeah, that's a...
Well, it's an easy one. The brother's wife is just... It's married to her.
Yeah,
the sister,
I know. That's, I agree.
The sister of the sister of your wife. You're having an affair. I get it, vis-a-vis your wife and all that.
Yeah.
But this, your brother's wife, is worse.
That sounds like it comes down from the South.
Yeah. I mean, do you rule in that way? Or are you with me?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. You can always get married again. You don't get another brother.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to sound that callous about it.
I don't know if I'd summarize it that
way.
That's awkward. But yes, I get it. Your wife's sister, really bad. Yes. But something's wrong there. But you compound this with the brother's wife.
Man. Exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm on that side. I don't know how it got to be a debate on Twitter what the score is. WIP, every show is talking about it for hours, it seems like.
All right.
Is Chris in this? Yeah, he's in this.
Yeah, sure.
I don't see a tell. All right, Chris is the first one in. Chris, who's covering the song?
Looks like the Ramones.
All right, nicely played, Chris. Enjoy Paranormal, and you get the belt today. The Paracon at the Zlock. Yeah, we kind of stumbled into that. I meant to hit it yesterday. We had so much other stuff. But I'm saying the brother's wife is worse than your wife's sister.
What about your fake brother / bandmate?
Yeah, well, there you go. That's pretty
what
bad,
about that
too.
One?
Yeah. Maybe that's from a male perspective. I'm not sure if females would say. Females might say the other. Yeah, I think they would say the other.
Because it directly involves them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Now, Mondani, in addition to wrecking the city of New York and opening up the midterms as an issue for us big time, is going wild today, and, you know, there's threats of all kinds of repercussions because this hospital in New York, the one where Mark Siegel from Fox is from, yesterday ruled they're going to stop at least the surgeries. Little unclear about total gender, so-called gender-affirming care. Now, apparently, this Langone Hospital is a biggie in New York, and it's getting a lot of national press. Here's the point I would make politically on the trans thing each and every time. We are winning on this big time. The tie, you know, how the other side's, history's against you. You're going to see someday. History and science are against them on this big time. It's turning. There have been several big court decisions and children's hospitals that will not do this now. The good thing about it, though, is they are fighting it out. They're not going to give up. They are not. They're like the Japanese soldiers in the cave, National Democrat Party. They cannot. They will not give up. Josh Shapiro's one of them. Well, how's that good? Well, we're winning, but it's a rolling thing to continue to win on this. And politically, they're pushing their chip in, still fighting it. So it will come up in election after election after an election. Even though the momentum and the tide is clearly against them. This was a big thing, among others, for Kamala Harris in the presidential race. Josh Shapiro thinks he can finesse it. As soon as he says folks, you know that's what he's trying to do. So I don't know why this one hospital has gotten them so crazy in New York, but it has, big time. And Mondani today, all out war on this now. I guess there'll be tax repercussions and all this stuff going on. I told you yesterday, too. I don't have the exact number in front of me. I think the budget in Pennsylvania was like $53 billion. In Florida, it was $58. Mondami proposed a $127 billion budget. My God. And these people in New York, some of them, even now, are saying, what the heck did we vote for? And with Paul Kenitra that we just had on. What's the tactic to get to these people to tell them when it's a Mikey Sherrill, when it's a woman in Virginia? This is what you're voting for. With every Democrat, this is what they're going to do. Some a lot more than others, but this is their inside. This is their core, however they fake it. This is what they will do. What do we do to stop? Well, it's appealing to them. And Mondani is burning down New York and now making this hospital the target today, because on this issue, there can be no turnaround. Now, the gender-affirming care and getting people roused up to say, wow, look at this. Someday we're going to look back on this and say this was barbarous. Well, we know it already is. I still don't believe. I don't believe the male in the bathroom. I don't believe that's the issue. You know what I believe it is. The world of sports, seeing some idiot, mediocre male out there beating up on girls, taking away all their opportunity to shine, that's where you go. And when they say, oh, it's only one over here, you know, that's what Josh Shapiro will do. Keep at it on that. That gets people who don't pay that much attention roused. And we know how they vote. They vote against that. So they're losing on this. But they will not throw in the towel. I don't see any evidence of that. The other thing I see them doing, and Colbert's in the center of it, we led off with this today, one after another, they're bringing in these Democrats trying to create a lane because they're going to go biblical. They have the answer to abortion and how far it's gone and every other moral failing on the left by saying, that's not in the Bible. Prove it's in the Bible. I read the Bible. The one guy, Tellerico, is actually a seminarian, Presbyterian. Can you imagine that seminary? It must be rigorous beyond belief. All you have to say is, Jesus is love. Now go forward and do whatever the hell you want. That's the Bible. Go forward. Jesus says, do whatever you want. I'd love to get Tellerico on. He might do it, Henry. He might think, who is this big mouth guy in Philadelphia? I'm a Bible scholar. I'll come on. I'll hit him with a chapter about Absalom in a pit or something, and that'll be it. I'm not going to play that game. I'm not going there. I'm just going right back to it. This is just like those ministers who use the Bible to justify slavery. It's the same shtick, just from the left, not from the horrifying right. The Osvoff guy, his shtick is to use the Bible to say how spiritually bad Trump is, how broken Trump is. And if you follow Trump, you're broken too. You know, this is one of the... I would say this is among the top three things we've heard about Trump. And I'd love to ask you, does it still come up, particularly if you're evangelical? You know what it is. It started way in 2015, even before he was elected. How in the world can you follow this guy? What is it? Three times married, the affair with a porn star, you know, I guess they would throw Jeffrey Epstein in now. Some of the business, they throw all that in and say, how could you call yourself an evangelical and support this guy? Remember that? It's still going on. And now Democrats are bringing it up to say the Bible that they read, you can imagine that Bible. There's none of this smiting or whatever. They seem to ignore the Old Testament. It's just Jesus says everything's okay. That's the only thing. There's no rules, nothing other than don't say anything about taxes. You're going to hell. All right, don't be doing that. So the whole thing, how can anybody who's a legit Christian, how can they look past what Trump is all about? Oh, really? We're supposed to look toward the Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi. We're supposed to look to the abortion on demand side of it. And you know, deep down, They want, and I got to give them credit. Joe Biden was skillful at this. They want the political payoff of abortion. You got to be for abortion, partial birth, call it what you will. But you also want to maintain you're a devout Catholic. Biden, as disabled as he is, because of the Catholic Church, because of the bishops, he was able to get away with that. He kept both. Devout Catholic, extreme on abortion. You can do that. That's political gold. So how do we answer the Trump, not Christian, look at this guy? All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to you, too, the side question today, betrayal. We've gotten some really good ones. This coming off that skier who, what do we do with her? See, it's a dilemma. I played you the daughter of Duffy, the transportation secretary. I know I like him, but she goes on Newsmax and on, oh, we need a patriotism test. Come on. Got to give me a break. We're not going to have a patriotism test of athletes. What would your patriotism test look like? Give me the principles. See, I don't want to get her on because I don't want to have to go nuts, but I will. She's a harebrained. She's in there because of her name. Yeah, patriotism test. That's how we'll stop these athletes. No, when it comes up, we have to push back. You got to push back on the endorsements they have. That's a way to deal with it. The other woman isn't even bashing America from inside the tent. She's with the killers of the world, with the Chinese. Now, she is really toxic. And yeah, I think it's patriotic to root against these guys. I mean, I have anti-rooting interests. Henry, are you an anti-rooter? I do have a lot of anti-rooting. I can't wait till I see somebody, you know, that I don't like to root against them rather than rooting for the win.
As far as the Olympics go,
anything,
or just generally?
Anything, generally.
I'll root for somebody or against somebody like Spite or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the greatest pleasures of sports.
Like if anyone were to ever sign Ben Simmons again, I'd still be like, there you go. You're done.
Well, I lost to Spike Tobias Eskin. Harris. I went crazy one time when he used to be the program director and Greg working with him. And said that, I'll take Ben Simmons shooting 68% from the foul line. I don't know what I was thinking of.
Ugh.
It was just crazy because I root against him more than, anybody.
Even if he takes up pro fishing, I'm going to be rooting
against him. Well, I was going to say that. I hope the fish are polluted or something that he picks up.
I hope he gets caught putting weights in fish.
He will be. You're right.
They're putting weights in fish.
855-839-1210, president landing in Georgia to sell the economy. All right. The State of the Union, they're going to try to sell the economy. All good. You know what I think the president has to do politically, though. He's got to get out the reluctant Trump voter. What can he say to tout the economy? There's a lot of good stuff. If you go too far doing that, though, you are not recognizing that people still are not feeling necessarily great about it. I mean, that's true. That's where Republicans have an uphill battle here. Is it irrational? Slightly, but it's real. 855-839-1210.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. Side question today, a betrayal. Well, I would say Larry Krasner, I'm not going to spin it and say is, and I'll link him to a vigil yesterday. Larry Krasner is not betraying Philadelphia. He was duly elected. The mob loves it, what he's doing. Sadly, the great family, the Fitzgerald family, yesterday observed the three-year anniversary at the PA Police Lodge number 5 to honor Temple University Police Sergeant Christopher Fitzgerald, killed in the line of duty 3 years ago. The suspect, who thought he was playing video games or whatever in the carjacking, shot him and then stood over him and assassinated him. His wife, Marissa, told those gathered the anniversary remains deeply painful for their family. You know, you have the kids who were younger then, 3 years in, I guess, texting him, visiting the gravesite. I've had her on as a guest, and it's very difficult because it's still so painful beyond belief. You just can't even have a conversation many times because of that pain. Krasner, when they demanded the death penalty, which still is, by the way, Josh Shapiro and your son, the law in Pennsylvania that you defy. And it seems to be, if I went to rural Pennsylvania, most of Pennsylvania, something that people support. They wanted that. Krasner wouldn't do it. He wouldn't dignify them, telling them face to face. He had an assistant read his statement to them, telling them no death penalty around this. And as far as I know, the person who, I don't even know if I want to say allegedly anymore, did this, the Buckingham, is still in there in the Netherlands. I don't even know how much of a sentence or whatever for assassinating this guy in front of all kinds of cameras, people, etc. We know what happened here. There is no doubt. He deserves a death penalty. So yesterday was the three-year vigil of this. It's just remarkable, but that's the attitude in a place like Philadelphia. You stand a better chance here to get before a jury if you're a criminal than if you're a doctor and they want to stick it to you for a big settlement for some reason. Ex-Prince Andrew now has left the UK police station. The charge in the Epstein matter is that the office that he held, he had an office in the chain there that was involving trade in the UK and all that. Charges he violated that, conspiring, I guess, with Epstein, misconduct in public office is the charge. Now, this is going to reawaken even more the whole Epstein matter. And again, I'm not sure that Pam Bond, I don't know that everything's been released. I don't think it has been. It's not going to go away. There are just elements of this that will continue through the midterms. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us with a betrayal of any sort, this coming off this Chinese-American skier. And as I said, Mondani is a perfect example in New York. This is a major hospital, I think, with a national reputation. And having Mark Siegel there saying no to this gender-affirming care, really, to the best of my knowledge, the only one publicly and I would say arrogantly holding down the fort on this is Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And I don't think they're going to give it up. I hope the Trump administration comes at them with everything they have. And again, I'm the one over the years, 20, 25 years, more and more, that touted their greatness in care of children. But this is unforgivable. What leg do they have to stand on? Is it even about that anymore? Or is it about defying Trump? That's what they're up to. But they're dug in. They are well healed beyond belief. And I think they will continue to fight this out. I think they have to be made a rallying cry against this barbarous practice. We've all seen it. The craziness of it is finally being exposed. And Gerald Posner yesterday was beyond belief in his ability to lay this out. They'll continue on the sports venue. They'll continue with all of it. They are wedded to this. They're afraid of that part of their base. And I really don't see any Democrat breaking away. I've been telling you the last couple of days, the breakaway Democrats are the three that I've identified, and there's probably more, Tellerico, Ossoff, and Beshear from Kentucky, all saying they are following the Bible. And the other side is the untrue Bible. Jesus is just about love, and that's it. Nothing else matters. And their version of that love is to tax you more, to spend more, and to say you're cruel if you don't go along with it. All right, let's go to Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it. Hey, Dom, when you talk about ICE and the chances if they ever come here into Philadelphia, you know, like I can't help but think about the scene in Braveheart when the Irish fighters are sent in by the king. And they're going to go up against the Scottish freedom fighters. But rather than fighting, when they come upon each other, they stop and start hugging each other and shaking hands and all that. So yeah. I picture that if ICE comes to Philadelphia, if they're going to do that with the police officers, these guys don't want to fight each other. You know what I mean? So,
well, Drew, I would hope that would happen. I got to say, I don't see any police organization standing up and supporting ICE and saying, at least in general terms, that they are law enforcement too. They're brothers in that. Philadelphia Lodge 5 is not doing that. Upper Darby, where you are, they just voted to end any help of ICE in any way, shape, or form yesterday.
Yeah, I know it's on paper, but you know, deep in their hearts.
Oh, well, let's hope so.
I just hope.
Yeah.
Yes, it breaks my heart. But hey, Dom, my betrayal. Back in the early 70s, when the game of chess was like international, it was like on the world stage for a little bit, the Russian champion was a guy by the name of Boris Spassky. And the champion from the United States, his name was Bobby Fischer. And Bobby Fischer won and was the world champion, but he ran into some problems in the United States. I don't know if it was tax evasion, whatever. He ended up dying in Iceland in 2008, but he would, you know, this is well known. He came out and said that the terrorist attacks on 9/11 was a good thing for us. He wanted the whole country attacked. You know, it's like, I couldn't believe he said it. You know, that's how much he hated his country.
Thank you, Drew. I followed that, Henry. I was in Europe that time reading the Herald Tribune, and the first score I would look at every day, the first thing, was the Bobby Fischer match. That's how big. I think it was 1971. He was a genius, but beyond demented. I mean, beyond demented. And the Russians couldn't even throw him off. He was just otherworldly. He'd throw himself off, though. That's a good one. All right. So it is the lightning round coming up. And YouTube.com/1210. We've been carrying this on our list here. I'll show you coming up. Man, these kids in China showing off this move they do in class. Can you stand up with your hands in your pockets? You're lying down, and they jump up with their hands in their pockets. In other words, no balance, no feel. A couple of them are a little bit ungainly when they land, but most of them just pop right up. We'll put that up on YouTube coming up, youtube.com/1210, and the lightning round with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Hit us quickly with that all-time betrayal. YouTube.com/1210. Henry, you hit it now. So these Chinese kids, I don't know, it's not even a karate class of some sort. They're actually lying on their backs, hands in the pockets, lying down, and then jumping up. How do they do that? It is magnificent and frightening all at the same time here. I don't know what that skill would be in sports, but we saw it, and it's not AI generated. They're able to do it.
Yeah.
A number of them.
I think it'd be cool if you got, like, knocked down on the football field and then you got yourself back up doing
that. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. By the way, the GOP put this up, and I agree with them, that Josh Shapiro celebrated Lunar New Year and Ramadan this week with social media posts, but it seems like he forgot to post a single thing about Ash Wednesday. Josh, maybe you got to get more diversity in your staff of 23 there with all your TikToking, et cetera. How about Ash Wednesday? It's pretty, there's an outward symbol of it even. I know Ramadan, but Ash Wednesday, come on. Are there more, Catholics in Pennsylvania or more Muslims, Josh? And the Happy Lunar New Year, same thing applies. I would say more people got their ashes than anything else. Susan in Chester Springs on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Susan, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. Hi.
Yes.
Something that changed the course of world history is when Hitler betrayed Stalin. They had the Pact of Non-Aggression.
Right.
And if that had not happened, we would probably, we'd be looking at a much different world than we do today.
Yeah, possibly. That's it. That was the big turning point ultimately. Good one, Susan. Joe of Exton, who's been referenced today already. Joe, hi.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Tech sound, yes. Go ahead, Joe.
During World War II, after Germany had invaded France, Britain carried out Operation Catapult, whose purpose was to take possession of the French Navy to avoid it falling into the hands of the Germans. The Prime Minister Laval and Marshal Petain of Vichy felt betrayed, so they went over to the side of the Germans.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, that was a big moment. I think they got most of the ships. Bill in Bucks, Talk Radio 1210. Bill, what's yours?
Mine goes back to 1986 when Tip O'Neill, the House Speaker at the time, promised Ronald Reagan that they would fix immigration and have border security.
Yep.
And in exchange for that, Ronald Reagan gave amnesty to 3 million illegal immigrants. But it, as we know today, the border has never been fixed.
That is a good one. Ronald Reagan said, of course, worst decision he made in his 8 years. Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours?
Real quick, I don't know why anybody is surprised that Prince Andrew, or Lord Mountbatten, in the 80s and 90s, the tabloids used to refer to him as Randy Andy.
Okay, gotcha. What's yours, Earl?
My betrayal is that that's outside the box. I'm going to go Sears Roebuck and Company. Those of us who bought Craftsman tools with a lifetime warranty now have a broken crescent wrench and no place to take it to get it replaced.
Thank you, Earl. All right, Kirk, who did you like today?
I'm going with Lance Armstrong from Michael.
That was a great one early on.
Yep.
Henry?
Yeah, I second the Lance. I also like John Columbus of the Cleveland Browns. And, Drew an upper derby with Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, the Bobby Fischer was a wild one. I got to go with Lance Armstrong, though. When I think of betrayal of Americans, you know, particularly big mouths like me saying the French, they're rotten. They can't catch them. They can't beat them. The guy's got testicular cancer, etc., riding on a bike. Oh, God. And killing him time after time. I don't know how many he won. That Tour de France. The crowd gets around you and everything. They couldn't stop Fisher. Well, now we know. All right. We are here tomorrow, ready to go with great stuff. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. I might change that to just Dom Giordano. Henry says it'll all be good. I don't know. My fingers are twitching. I'm rolling the dice about doing it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have? Okay. All right, I'm going to assign you an affidavit. Just kidding. Okay. The afternoon show is next. It is Talk Radio 1210, WPHC.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.